of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks. Okay, but
there are times when people say stuff to me on purpose to vex my spirit. And I can't find a comeback. Till I walk away. Then it comes to me. I should have said it. I said, Lord, why you make me dumb? See, some of y'all ain't like that. Y'all are more witty, so you get entangled with the mess. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because you did it. Remove your stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. People and demons, listen, they perch waiting on your conversation.
Amen.
Bible tells us in Proverbs, leave off contention.
Amen.
Before it be meddled with. When you enter into contention with a person, it's like turning on a faucet.
Amen.
It ain't dripping no more. The water is running.
Amen.
And guess what? They walk away still wicked, still in the same state, but now they done spewed some stuff on you. Now you all entangled in that. Your spirit vexed. You mad. You wished you had not said anything.
Amen.
Come on. I'll show you how to really live a quality of walk. Yeah, you'll be persecuted. Yes, sometimes it will be painful.
Yes.
But understand about that pain. Understand God is working a greater anointing.
Amen.
Now there are times we say stuff and it's in order, but there are times you shouldn't say anything.
Amen.
And you kind of wish you would have and you could have, and if they'd have known what you were like before you got saved, they wouldn't have said that at all. You know, you go through that whole thing, you know. But after the pain is gone, there's something new. It's like God stretched you a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 30. Verse 32, Proverbs. I can throw the mic down right now, couldn't I? I'm sure I'll go home and y'all be blessed right now. That's exactly where you was at. The Lord says here in Proverbs 30, verse 32, if you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, lay your hand upon your mouth.
Amen.
That's why I see the Lord kept me from some stuff. Because I felt dumb. I didn't have not a thought in my mind. I was in my nothing box. Couldn't think of nothing to come back.
Amen.
Till I walked away. Then it all came to me. See, you said, you'd have put him in the place. Yeah, I would have, but. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, lay your hand upon your mouth. Don't let it come out into your environment, in your atmosphere. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians 4. Let no corrupt, one of my favorite verses of scripture, let no corrupt communication. Let. It ain't gonna force its way out. It can't get out. Not until you open your mouth wide. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying. In other words, what comes out of your mouth is edifying.
Amen. Amen.
that it may minister grace to the hearers. That it may mend. Now this is going to put some of y'all on lock. Because you talk all kind of ways. You just let anything. I'm going to get to this. But there are a lot of people that speak from their brain, not from their heart. Amen. See, you speak from your brain, you're speaking just knowledge. Amen. When you speak from your heart, you're speaking wisdom.
Amen. Amen.
When you speak from your heart, you're slow to speak. Because heart is on a different rhythm than the head. When you speak from the head, you're just speaking what you know. Watch out, people that say, well, I just say whatever on my mind. Stay away from them. Stay away from them. I just speak my mind. I want you speaking your mind. Your opinion is a dangerous thing. Look at Job. No, let's go. Ephesians 4:29. Let's continue. 29, 30, 31 and 32. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. You know what the seal is? Let me pause there for a minute. You know what the seal is in the last day that the children of God will be sealed? And, you know, they talk about 666, the number of man, right? The seal in the palm and the forehead and all that. No, the seal that you are sealed by is the mind of Christ.
Amen, 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 amen.
That's the seal. It's not some rubber stamp. Boom. You walking around with, numbers on your head. You sealed by God. No, the seal is the mind of God, the mind of Christ. Devil can't touch that.
Amen, amen, amen.
Darkness can't touch that. That's why we got to get people into that place where their mind is renewed to the things of God and not the ways of this world, because that's the secret place.
Amen.
That's where 1,000 can fall there and 10,000 there, but it can't come nigh you because it has nothing in you.
Amen.
Devil has to cease from warring with you because he has no seed in you. Because your mind has been transformed by the renewing and through the Word. That's why the Word of God is so important. Not your opinion. Not your political view.
Amen.
Not your cultural stand. The Word is important. My Word is spirit and life. Next verse. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Let all bitterness. Well, this is a good, rich lesson. Y'all getting gourmet food this morning. This is not McDonald's. Let. You got to let it go. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Get rid of that. That's not the garment you wear. That's not who you are. That's not your portion. That's the carnal man. That's the man that Satan has access to. Get rid of it. Next verse. And be kind. We all mean saints. Being so mean. Think it is spiritual. Ain't nothing spiritual about being mean. I went to the place the other day to pick something up. And lady was just so overwhelmed. I guess it was early too, and just kind of overwhelmed. I'll be right with you. I just kind of looked at it and said, all right, take your time. Take your time, The world.
Amen.
Between the time I stepped in and the time I left, she had softened up. Because my demeanor didn't change. You ain't baiting me in the... Take your time, I got all day. No. Because see, when they do that, it's like, where's the hospitality? Where's the customer service? Is that what you're getting paid for?
Hello.
Next verse. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted. Stop being so hard-hearted thinking that's spiritual.
Amen.
You're just hard.
Amen.
Well, that's the way I came up, well. Sorry. Sorry. We'll pray for you.
Amen.
Because you got treated like that. I mean, everybody else got to be treated like that. Where's the tenderheartedness? Where's the caring?
Amen.
Takes a little effort to care.
Amen. Amen.
To be tenderhearted. You can't fake that.
Amen.
Yeah, you might for a little bit. That just shows up. You can't fake that.
Amen.
Be kind. Get it back up. Somebody say kind.
Kind.
Tender.
Tender.
Forgiving. I'm sure you had to deliver yourself. Forgiving one another.
Amen.
Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
Amen.
Just like God forgave you in your mess.
Amen.
It don't mean when you made them jump through a whole bunch of hoops. Now maybe I forgive. No.
Amen. Amen.
That's not the heart of God.
Amen.
Build up. Don't tear down.
Amen.
Let's go to Job chapter 6. And no, I wasn't there. Job chapter 6. Verse 23 to 25. Or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred.
Amen.
How forcible are right words, but what does your arguing reprove? Fear had come into Job's life and started a sequence of activities.
Amen. Amen.
This is what Job said. Job said, teach me, and I'll hold my tongue.
Amen.
Positive thinking alone won't deliver you. Words that have authority must be spoken.
Amen.
I said, words that carry authority must be spoken on your part.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Are you self-employed and looking to purchase a home? If you have been in the same business for the last 2 years with at least 50% ownership, we can help you get into your new home. Reach us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com or 772-510-6801. We're here to help.